Art is too important not to share. Welcome to the Allie and Callie ArtCast.
Hi, I'm Allie.
And I'm Callie. Welcome to the ArtCast.
Yes, we're here in McEwen Park in downtown Coeur d'Alene.
It's a lovely night in May.
It is. It's a little breezy. And
it's perfect.
I know. It's actually really nice. It's
it
like
is.
70 degrees.
We're here for a great night.
Yes, we are.
It's a Monday night.
It is a Monday night.
And it's special.
It is special.
So we have great guests tonight. But
that's right.
Before we go there, what else is new? Anything good, exciting?
Well, I spent the day with my grandson, and I'm a little addle-brained.
Okay, I get you.
He's 3 years old, and we call him Hurricane Hendrix.
Yeah, I agree. I get that. I had my granddaughter for a while this morning, and my back hurts.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, it's year and a half, and my back is killing me. So her feet don't touch the ground.
Not as easy as they say it is.
We love them to death.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. I made the mistake of getting a little Lego kit for him today, and I just about exploded my brain trying to put it together.
Legos are for grandpas.
Yep.
Not
that
for grandmas.
Be the future.
Anyway.
Grandma, get me this Lego kit. Do it with me. And I'll say, no, grandpa will be home in a minute.
I don't do Legos.
Right.
I draw the line. Anyway.
Anyway, so we're here in the park, and we are excited to be here with Adam Schluter and Jack.
Jack, what's the last name?
Jack? Last name's Wade. Jack Wade.
Jack Wade.
I like that.
Yeah, if I had been on top of things, I would have asked you that beforehand.
I like it like that. It's like Sade or like Prince. Like,
right.
Jack
Wade.
Know.
Jack.
You need to know.
It's kind of like James Bond. Jack.
Right.
Jack Wade. I like it. So you're the videographer tonight. Tell us exactly what we're doing, Adam, tonight.
Yeah.
You want me to say it?
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Okay.
What is he filming? What do we got?
Well, those are two separate things.
I know. Go for it.
Pretty much about 8 years ago, I moved to Coeur d'Alene. I didn't know a single person. I was living in Mexico. Was sponsored by a company to travel the whole Pacific Coast Highway. I had spent about 6 months on the PCH, and my friend in Seattle begged me to go to Glacier. On the way to Glacier, I stopped in Coeur d'Alene, long story short.
Yeah.
I decided to move to Coeur d'Alene, didn't know a single person, and I moved here with someone that I loved. It was a girl that I had been with for a few years, and I thought we were going to get married, and now we've been on the road for 10 months at that time, and I thought this was everything, and now we finally got off the road. We were camping that whole trip. We finally rented a house. We literally spent every penny that we had on the first month's rent. We had to prorate the first month's rent. We had nothing left, but I was happy. We had a roof over our head.
Yeah.
But sadly, about a month and a half after that, we just kind of fell apart and life happens.
Right.
We ended up breaking up. And so it was going through a bad breakup in a town where I didn't know a single person. And I then went into the first winter time in the Northwest, which is
woo-hoo!
The worst thing in the world.
You know, we're all just dancing and having a merry
time.
Oh,
my God.
Winter in the Northwest.
Yep. Not for the faint of heart. And as you know, it's dark at like 4:30 in the day.
And it can be very lonely.
Lonely and dark and no
cold.
Sunlight. And it's hard to be social and it's hard to be outside.
Yeah.
And I completely hit a wall and was at a very low point and at a bad kind of a mental health break. And I come from a great family, and I just was really starting to question if life was worth living. I mean, honestly, like, I really was starting to question if there was a path out of this, if I was going to always be this alone, if this is what life's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I was waiting tables at 315 Martins and Tapas with wonderful Chris, who was like my family at the time.
Right.
And so I was just trying to save up money waiting tables at a restaurant, and one day I just realized I had to do something.
Right.
Sitting still was just getting worse and worse. And so I looked at Google Flights. The cheapest flight that I could get the farthest away was to Copenhagen, Denmark. And I just thought, whatever. I'd lived in Mexico for a few years. I wanted to be back in the world. I wanted to be around different cultures. And I just wanted to scare myself. And I didn't really have an idea. And long story short, it's called Hello from a Stranger. I went around 16 countries that first part just to say hello to strangers, to ask for their photograph, and then to try to put the camera away to just have a genuine conversation with them. I'm introverted. It was terrifying. I hate rejection. I'm an artist. I'm terrified of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it would either make or break me. It would either give me a reason to wake up, it would give me purpose in my life, or it would break me and show me that this was life what life was going to be like, and then I could maybe make a bad decision with a little more objectivity, you know.
Right.
And thankfully, the world's a beautiful place. People are incredibly kind and wonderful.
Yeah.
And in all 16 countries, people opened up to me, helped me feel seen, allowed me to be vulnerable and sensitive with them. And so that was about a month and a half I spent on that trip, and still had very little money. And I came back from that, and I was in Coeur d'Alene, and it saved my life.
Yeah.
And I came back from Coeur d'Alene. I came back to Coeur d'Alene and I realized I still don't know anyone in Coeur d'Alene. I did all this cool stuff, but I still don't know a single person in this town.
Right.
And so I decided.
Can I just take a minute to mention that we interviewed you in our first season, and anybody that's listening should go back and listen to that podcast.
Yeah, because it's all about that book. And
all about the
great
book
stories.
And the stories that came from that trip.
Yeah.
Season one, episode
good memory.
Four.
Yeah, check it out.
Thank you for that time. I mean, it was a very unknown project at that time.
Yeah.
And so I had, there's kind of, I had kind of opened up this perspective that, okay, people are there to share in their life, but you have to be uncomfortable. You have to swallow your pride. You have to just try your best. And I thought maybe I could walk around Coeur d'Alene and just introduce myself, say hello to people, cashiers, bankers, people in the park, anybody at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And then in the world, what you do is when you meet someone genuinely and they want to get to know you, they invite you to have dinner with them and their family. It's a very wonderful, hospitable world out there. And so they want to get to know you better. And, you know, it's the language of the world is over food.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
so,
yeah.
Inspired by my mom, who started these dinners when I was a kid to keep our family together, I thought I would invite strangers in Coeur d'Alene to have dinner at my house, and I'd call them Monday night dinners. And it was just a stupid idea. It was a crazy idea. I'm this awkward, interesting, random person that is just going up to strangers. And, you know, if I walked up to you on a sidewalk and I said, hey, let's have a conversation and come to my house and have dinner, it's crazy, right? And I was just at that low of a part where I didn't, I had nothing to prove.
Why not?
So
try.
I thought I'd try. And I honestly didn't think anyone would show up. And 11 people came to the first Monday night dinner in my backyard.
Awesome. And now they're huge.
Yeah.
So huge. We're at McEwen Park.
I know.
And it's not me. I mean, it takes a village, you know.
Yeah.
It started with this random idea, but then 11 people sat around that table, and 11 people all said the same thing. I'm missing this. I want this. I need connection. I don't know how to do this. And this is pre-COVID. And so I said, okay, great. You know, we had mac and cheese, and we didn't have any money, and we're drinking water. We had nothing when we first started.
Right.
But just with that purpose from what people are saying, it's like, okay, let's come back again in 2 weeks. And we just kept going and we never stopped from there.
I love that.
Yeah, it grew. And it's really everybody, you know, it became a community. It became everybody's thing. And we have never made a penny with this. And so everyone just became part of the family and just kept growing it from there. And, you know, now it's
really
our
cool.
whole family together now.
Awesome.
So, Jack, you are the videographer for the Hello from a Stranger part. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved and what you're doing now with it.
So to really go back to the beginning is when me and Adam first met, because it's funny to think about it now. I think it might have been 17, had just moved
17.
To Coeur d'Alene. And the only reason I ever met Adam was because I basically was doing Hello from a Stranger. Very introverted, just moved to a new city as well. And my aunt at the time, she put like a little cutout flyer from the newspaper of a couple giving a presentation on travel. She was like, you'd probably like this. And I set it aside for a while. And then eventually I was like, okay, whatever, I'll just go and do it. And he was giving a presentation with his girlfriend at the time about their trip from Canada to Mexico and all the stuff in between. And I was like, so like inspired by them telling us the story that first I approached his girlfriend, was talking to her for a while, and then Adam came over, and then we started all talking, and then I didn't see him for a couple weeks. That was just kind of it. But I got up, scared myself, went and talked to somebody, you know, total strangers. And then later, I think we went to the same gym, we reconnected, and then we were both photographers at the time, so we kind of connected over that. But eventually, Adam was doing the Hello from a Stranger project. And he would come back with these photographs and just have these amazing stories with the photographs. But he was like, that can only tell so much of what's going on. Like, this is a magical thing that I'm experiencing. And so I want to show that more. And so he invited me to go with him. I think the first one was Mexico.
Yeah, it was New York City. It was
New York City.
City.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
It was during COVID.
In the middle of COVID, yeah, we
wow.
were in New York City.
Literally,
and to basically just practice the idea and see if it would work. And,
yeah.
And so that's how I got into it. And it's been a wild ride of, one, having those genuine interactions with people out in the world. But then the second you bring a camera into it, it can be this, like, whoa, and people just shut down. And
oh,
so,
yeah.
And you can't get those, like, real authentic, like, people coming out of their shell moments that, you know, he experiences all the time by himself.
Yeah.
And so a challenge of that was to, can we still have those conversations but also have a camera in there?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been a crazy process of figuring out how can you put a camera in someone's face but still allow them to be comfortable,
right.
vulnerable, and genuine.
Right. That's tough.
Wow, that would be hard.
That's been the entire art of this whole project.
And we've proven that you can do it, and it takes...
Did you do the cruise?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I watched some of that, the video, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was wonderful.
Pretty much everything you've seen has been Jack's work.
Okay, so that's great.
We brought in a new friend, Matt Farman, who's a wonderful producer and videographer that came with us on the cruise. But before that, it's been 100% Jack.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so it's really beautiful about this. I travel the world for a few years before we ever filmed, but I'm still struggling with mental health. It's still easy for me to pull away. And so two really cool things happened was, one, it's a spontaneous concept. We literally, no one knows who we are. Mm-hmm. We have to go into complex places around the world, New York City, Mexico, all over, you know, third world countries. Mm-hmm. And we really have to earn it 100%. No one knows who we are. We don't do social media. It's like we earn it through vulnerability and just our presence of who we are.
Right.
But Jack helped keep me accountable, you know, accountable to stay in the world, accountable to, you know, get out of my head, accountable to do what we came here for.
Mm-hmm.
And then just through doing all that, that vulnerability kind of transcended into the way that we were able to capture that intimacy. And that was what we just started to see what we were able to capture. We were like, this is actually something we didn't expect it to. It's even more beautiful to me. And it blows our mind because we go in a place that we've never been to. We don't know a single person.
Right.
And we go into these places and it just, everywhere we go, people open up their hearts to us and they're crying on our shoulders and we're crying. And, you know, it's like there's something else going on here that's bigger than
the
us.
The amount of times I've been capturing a moment between him and someone else talking. And within 5 minutes of meeting a stranger, the other person has tears coming out of their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that, you know, we have like this magical touch that we could just like so charismatically speak to someone and then they just start crying.
Right.
It's like the core idea is just to see somebody and to listen to them and pay attention, but then also to be genuinely curious about what's going on in their life and ask them a question and then genuinely listen. And
yeah.
And then the conversation just goes from there.
Yeah.
Listen to their stories.
That's so cool.
I know. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, so here we are in McEwen on a Monday night.
Yes.
And normally this dinner happens in your backyard, but tonight we're in McEwen. Why?
Well, the dinners have grown a lot. This is our 78th Monday night dinner, you know, over the last 7 or 8 years, however long it's been.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're always trying to think of how do we be a good patron of the community. Mm-hmm. There's a community thing. I'm not from here. I want to be a good part of the community, but everyone else does. So how do we support the community?
Mm-hmm.
So we started thinking about some of the struggles in our community, in Coeur d'Alene especially, and we love the library. I mean, when I was poor, I was homeless 10 years ago. I used to live in a library.
Right.
And so I was thinking libraries had a lot of challenges this last year, and how do we support the library?
Mm-hmm.
And so we started having conversations with them, wonderful Holly Stetson with the Library Foundation. We started talking, and she said, we'll have you do a speech at the library. And I said, yeah, but I don't really... If we do it, let's do a Monday night dinner. And she's like, well, how do we? And it's like, let's just use everything that we have
pull
to bring
together
as many people together as possible.
Mm.
So we talked to the city. The city was very gracious to give us a permit to allow us to have the dinner here tonight. And then we said, okay, we're a central part of the city. Let's bring together the whole city if we can and just see what we can do with this. And so then we reach out to local breweries and restaurants and other parts, and we just say, can you be a part of this? And everyone came together to just really be a beautiful part of this community.
And who do we have here tonight?
Man, we got Vantage Brewing. We have Bombastic Brewing. We have Jeremiah Johnson Brewing. We have Botanica Teas. We have Sugar Fix. We have Highland Day Spa, who paid for the entire permit. It's wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome.
We have Union Coffee, and I'm sure there's some that I'm forgetting about.
That's and Naomi.
And Naomi, yeah. Vine and Olive,
Vine
of course.
And Olive.
I love Vine and Olive.
Yeah, right?
That was a fun one, too. Great example of that. Why, you know, I reach out to people. We have nothing to offer them other than we don't make any money with this. How can we support you? You support us. We're all, you know, in this community together. Mm-hmm. And Naomi said, I can't, you know, give wine to 500 people. You know, it was a tough year. It was difficult. We, you know, lost money. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we're not trying to be a burden to you. You know, we're only trying to support you. So is there a way that we can support you? And we started talking and we figured out, oh, yeah, I can bring, I have this surplus of wine and this will be a part. And then I can hand out business cards to bring people to Vine and Olive. And that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to take stuff from people. We're trying to have a symbiotic relationship with everyone that's at these dinners.
And then you have people coming that are bringing food, right?
So everyone brings a side dish of food. Mm-hmm. And then we ask everyone, it's free to come. You don't have to bring anything. You don't have to bring food. You don't have to bring anything. We ask people to bring a side dish of food because it's, you know, 300 plus people tonight, and a suggested donation of $10 for the local music. 100% of the money goes directly to the bands to support local art. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. We've had now probably, I'd say, 40 plus bands that have played. We don't promise them anything. And these are really beautiful, big bands that have big following stuff, and they show up with no expectation. And so all I can tell them is trust the community. Trust what people will do.
Yeah.
And, you know, so no expectation. And then people throw in 20s, people throw in hundreds.
Love it.
Bands That's awesome.
With $1,000.
Who do we have playing tonight?
We have Jasmine Granger, who's just a phenomenal, beautiful, independent female artist.
Cool.
And we have the one and only Justin Priest Band,
awesome.
Who has been one of our brothers since, I bet he's played at over 10 of the dinners, but he was a big band for us when we were very small, and he's always been a big part of our community here. So
awesome.
One of the best. And I'm from St. Louis, so blues, jazz, that's what we want. So that's
we love
what Justin
it.
Is.
For all your screen printing needs, trust the local you can count on. Pyramid Printing has been a Coeur d'Alene favorite for over two decades.
Specializing in screen printing, embroidery, signs, banners, and stickers, for all jobs, big and small, just give Eric a call.
Email us at info@pyramidprintingcda.com or give us a call at 208-664-0254.
PyramidPrintingCDA.com. Add a little flair to your special events with Scraps Barbecue, a great catering choice for your next gathering. Specializing in golf tournaments, sporting events, weddings, and other family friend gatherings, their commercial kitchen can be on site, or you can choose to have a fully catered meal delivered right to you. Known for their authentic Santa Maria-style tri-tip and tequila lime fish tacos, they can customize the menu to meet your needs for groups of 20 to 2,500. Contact Kevin at kevin@scrapsbarbecue.com or check them out on Facebook.
So this whole thing is about supporting and getting to know the library, right?
In the community.
Right.
And the community.
And the community, of course. So how can people support the library here?
Well, the library tonight, especially, we're doing a raffle, donating 100% of all the money from the raffle, which is from a bunch of wonderful donors in the community also that have donated lots of stuff, paintings, tickets to places, artwork, all kinds of cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm selling my books. We're donating the money, portion of the money back to the library from that. Mm-hmm. And then the best way to support the library is to go out there and, you know, go to them and, you know, support their grants and try to find ways to, you know, fund them and and vote for them, you know, in their favor.
What's your next trip? Do you have one planned, guys?
New York City.
Yeah?
Going back.
When?
Going back to the
The Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
Yeah, next month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to go back. Matt will be joining us for this one.
Cool.
So really excited to put some kind of final pieces in the stuff that we're working on now. I don't know if it's behind the scenes or not, but we're putting together some pretty big stuff.
Good.
Hello from a Stranger, and Matt's been a huge part in that.
Nice.
Yeah, and the evolution of this project has really been the magic that, you know, both of us have really been able to see. I can't explain how grateful, you know, we don't care about, I don't want to say we don't care. The goal has never been to be popular with this project. This
right.
project has literally saved my life from a mental health perspective, mm-hmm. shown me that you can, you know, that you're not alone, that you, mm-hmm. there are people that would love to share in your life and
absolutely.
That need you to also share in their life. But it's given us a platform to grow personally and to learn about the world and to learn from the world. So the whole evolution took us on this roller coaster that we're still on that we could have never expected on what's possible. Mm-hmm. And our new producer, Matt Farman, is an absolute, just incredible, phenomenal artist. We don't make any money with Hello From Stranger either. We don't do social media with it. This is a very passion project. But now it went from, can we put the camera away and talk to people? Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we put the camera away and talk to people and have a real, genuine, in-depth, personal conversation? Okay. Can we put the camera away, talk to people, and film and show that? Mm-hmm. Okay. And all this, we have no idea if this is ever going to work. And then can we film it? Can we do it, show it, film it, and have such a deep level of intuitive trust that mm-hmm. that person invites us back to their home, invites us to have dinner with them without us asking. We never ask.
Right.
Right. Yeah, it takes it away.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's no script. There's no production. There's literally nothing. It's just me walking up strangers and being a human mm-hmm. and people being human back to me. And so now it's taking this whole beautiful evolution where we're going back to New York City, spending a week in New York City with Matt, our first time really filming the project all together, where we are going to look for people to invite us back into multi-day experiences where we meet a stranger, we have a deep, beautiful conversation, but I don't want the project to be about me. I don't like to be in the spotlight. I don't want to be in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. I want to be the project. I'm okay with my story being a part of how other people can relate to it so that hopefully other people can do the same themselves.
Right.
But the beautiful part is now that we'll go from my story into the stranger that we meet. Well, then the stranger story will take the precedence of each episode that we film. So do you know what Sonder is? Sonder is, it's a word that is the idea that everybody around us all the time has their own stories and tragedies and joys and successes. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you do, mm-hmm. I do, we
oh,
all
yeah.
do. A lot of times we get stuck in our head and we think, oh, I'm the only one. And we forget that everyone else is human going through their own story also.
Right.
And so we're just trying to show that, you know, here's a stranger that looks different from a different place.
Right.
And then this is their story. And then hopefully that just humanizes what we see on TV mm-hmm. and in the world, you know, that it's a world out there, you know, it's not good or bad. It's human.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
How fun.
Asking. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to come back with and talk with a few people that have been coming to Monday night dinners, or maybe this is their first time. But so we'll be back with that in a little bit.
Thank you, guys.
Come drink some rosé with us.
Oh, heck yeah. We'll be there.
Sure.
We'll be there soon.
Did you say tequila shots?
Tequila, rosé. Let's have some fun.
Are you kidding?
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Oh, how do you donate again?
A tangible ways to be here tonight to buy raffle tickets.
Buy raffle tickets. 100%
of that money is donated to the library.
Right.
I'm selling books, donating a portion of that.
Okay.
I will continue that. If you buy a book on the website, I will still donate.
Donate
to
the
back to the library.
Perfect.
And also just to show up, vote for the libraries.
And vote. Yeah.
Yes. We always need that.
So, where can people find the stories that you're telling?
Everything's on hellofromthestranger.com.
Okay.
And then you can go to mondaynightdinners.com also, and that'll show you more about the dinners, what it looks like.
Perfect.
Some of the testimonials from that.
And if you missed this Monday, which you probably did because this is airing on Friday. Come to the next Mondays.
Yeah, that's cool. They start on June 3rd in my backyard, 1037 North 3rd Street. And they will go every other Monday all throughout until the end of October.
Perfect.
As long as the weather permits.
So. And Adam's on Facebook. He has his Monday mm-hmm. night dinners on Facebook. So you can find him there too and find out the information of upcoming dinners.
Yeah. Get to know your community and say hello to a stranger.
Yeah, and invite a stranger.
Right?
And
why not?
With them.
Come on.
Walls. Thank you all.
Thanks, guys.
Greetings, listeners of the Allie and Callie Artcast podcast. This is Jason from Tubbs Coffee Roasters. Keeping art alive and culture relevant is the heart and soul of our community of creatives. And as a local coffee roaster who loves a good origin story of a painter or a farmer or a musician, we proudly support the Allie and Callie's Artcast podcast's expansion and exploration through positive conversation. So grab a cup of coffee, preferably one from Tubbs Coffee Roasters, and tune in, humans. Your ears will thank you.
The Ovation Company, in partnership with the Chalkboard Agency, is committed to improving the climate and culture of our schools. The number one indicator for student success is connectedness, feeling like you are part of something. Nothing helps connect people like a good story. After all, isn't a podcast a way to share and collect stories? The Chalkboard Agency's mission is to connect the world of education through the stories that bond us all. To find out more, visit thechalkboardagency.com. And if you have a story to tell that you believe would help young people to be kinder to one another, reach out to the Chalkboard Agency and let us connect you to the world.
We're back.
We're back. We are sitting here with Jimmy Lewis, who is
a guest.
A guest. A friend of ours.
Yes.
And has been to the Monday night dinner since they started. So welcome, Jimmy.
Why, thank you. Yeah. It's good to be here.
Yay. I know. You just happened to be walking by, and you are a guinea pig that we were like,
that's right.
Jimmy can talk to us.
It wouldn't be my first time being a guinea pig for something like that.
So tell us, what do you love about the Monday night dinners?
The whole vibe.
Yeah.
The aspect of it, it's bringing people together that haven't ever met, mm-hmm. get them out the house, meet new people.
Yeah.
Network a bit with people that just come to town mm-hmm. or people that have been here forever.
Yeah.
And that have the same ideas about life and just kind of move forward and be friendly, eat food, have conversations, listen to music. Right. And there you have it.
And there you have it. I know. It's the food thing that just sort of...
It brings people together.
Brings people together.
And music.
Every time I end up coming, I'm usually manning a grill.
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect.
You're not manning a grill tonight, huh?
Well, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's right.
We'll see what
that's
happens.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like they got a great food assortment and some... good vantage point. They got all kinds of breweries.
Bombastic is here.
Bombastic. Mm-hmm. And then Vine and Olive.
Vine and Olive.
And there is a coffee roast. I didn't see the name of it. I went and got a cup of coffee for one of the guys in the band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I might have to get a little sip.
To go
I might need a
out.
Sip of coffee for
right.
sure. But so have you met a stranger here?
I never met a stranger.
you know everyone.
Well, that's true.
They're only a stranger for about 5 minutes.
No, yeah. See, that's
the way,
perfect.
Then that's how it goes.
That's
and
the way
that's
it should
the
be.
The beauty of this whole event.
I love it.
Yes.
Really bringing community together.
And that's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. I think Adam's going to be a little bit overwhelmed this evening with the amount and the...
Yeah.
And he doesn't have the control that he did. Well, he never had control.
Right, exactly. Even in his backyard, he
I know.
Control.
This is a lot. But I think, you know, it's not too big right now. I mean, it's...
There's still people steadily streaming in. So
yeah.
It's well, awesome. It's awesome that it's gotten the exposure that it has gotten.
Yes.
And it's nationwide and worldwide because of the book that he wrote.
Well, Jimmy, thanks
well,
for coming.
Jimmy, thanks for...
Now, well, go, thank you for having me.
Yeah, go
you
get a bet. Beer.
I'm going to go get a beer.
We'll
I'm probably going to end up cooking hot dogs.
All right.
I don't see anybody else
oh, yeah.
willing to do it.
Well, we'll be there shortly.
Yep. All right, so now we're sitting here with Joy, and this is her first time at a Monday night dinner.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
So are you from Coeur d'Alene?
No, I'm originally from Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, oh. Texas. So how long you been in Coeur d'Alene?
We recently just moved back 2 or 3 months ago, but mm-hmm. 3 years ago we lived here for 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you did. Okay.
So yes. Kind of been back, moving
right.
back.
Yeah, just moving around.
And,
right.
and you're a okay. CHS student?
Yes.
What year
nice.
Are you?
Coeur d'Alene High
junior.
School.
I'm a junior.
Yes. All right. Mm. Well, welcome. We're so glad you came.
I know. We're glad you came. What is it that made you want to come here tonight?
Well, my mom heard about it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And when she told me about it, I was like, sure.
There you go. Why not?
Why not?
I love your attitude.
Gotta meet new people. It's hard to do.
Yeah.
Right? Especially when you're... back in town and it takes a little while to find the groove and mm-hmm. everything. This is a good group of people.
Yeah.
And good music, good food, And it's a nice night.
Right.
It's actually perfect.
It's a great night, right? Do you think, I mean, obviously, we're just getting started, so you haven't really gotten the full experience, but do you think you'll start going to the Monday night dinners in Adam's yard, backyard?
I don't know. It depends on how tonight goes.
Fair answer.
That is very fair. Very fair.
I have a feeling you're going to have a really good time,
Yeah,
though.
You'll like it.
I do, too. I already got fed a cookie, and I'm happy.
That's awesome. I know. We haven't been over there yet. We're going to get out there.
Yeah,
soon.
We are.
But, well, we're really glad you came.
And what was the attraction for tonight? Was it the music? Was it the food? Or was it just the ability to get to know other people?
I just heard that it was a very social event, and there was going to be food.
So that's always
food
helpful.
That kind of helped the decision a little bit.
Yeah, right.
And it's not raining.
And it's not raining.
And it's in the park.
Yeah,
and it's nice.
It's spring. Yeah. Spring in North Idaho. Well, some days are good and some days are
not so much.
Whatever.
Well, we're so glad you came, and welcome back to Coeur d'Alene.
I know.
And I hope you have a great, well, school's almost over, right?
Yes.
Countdown? Are you counting down?
Yeah.
Well, we won't keep you anymore. Go have some fun.
Yeah, have some fun.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
Thanks for joining us, Joy.
So, we're with Sarah. Sarah, how many of these dinners have you come to?
This is probably my fourth or fifth one.
Okay.
Perfect.
Great. So, and what made you want to come to the dinners?
Well, I moved to Coeur d'Alene last June.
Oh.
And I was really looking for, you know, where to meet people.
Yep.
And I saw this event on Facebook, and I was like, oh, that sounds fun. And I really was drawn to it because it was just this, like, potluck type atmosphere where bring your own food, and it just was really enticing. I remember driving by the street a couple times and seeing this sign posted along the house.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, I had no idea that
was in his backyard.
Yeah.
I know.
And so eventually I caught on to the secret, and it was so funny. I've met, every time I go to a Monday night dinner, I meet a new friend.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's perfect.
And it's been so fun. I remember the first Monday night dinner I went to, I saw this lady, she was dancing on the dance floor, and I was like, you look like you need a dance partner. And she's like, sure. And so we came up with code names, and and I was like, if we're going to be dance partners, we need a code name. And she was like, okay, I'm Falcon. And I was like, okay, I'm Phoenix. And so that night she texted me, and she's like, I think I found a best friend.
Oh, see, that's awesome.
And since then we've kept in contact and grown our flock of friends.
I love it. That's so great. Oh my gosh.
So it's just been wonderful. I've never been in this type of community anywhere that I've lived before.
Oh, well, I love it.
And where did you come from originally?
I'm originally from Moscow, Idaho. My name is Sarah.
Sarah.
I'm an artist and entrepreneur. I have a business that's called My Courageous Masterpiece, and I help people create their masterpiece after heartache and loss through art.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, we have April Near. Do you know April Near?
No.
She does something a lot like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Soulful art.
Okay.
Yeah. You should meet.
Yeah,
I'll have to
jot
that down.
You should also go to Art Buzz.
Okay.
Fridays in
First Friday of every month.
At the Chamber, they have a place to the artists can meet and discuss and kind of let people know what's going on and collaborate and network.
I love that. Thank
you
for sharing.
You should check it out. 9 a.m.
Yeah, 9 a.m.
Well, wonderful. It's so great that you have met friends through, this is exactly what Adam, you know,
intended.
And that's great.
Yeah, I
love
remember,
it.
I remember the first night I went, I wanted to thank Adam. And so I went out of my way to meet him. And we had just an amazing conversation. He shared about the book that he wrote, the photography that he does, and how he traveled the world. And I had a similar story of how I traveled the world. And I just think it's so touching where, you know, we need that right now in the world.
And we absolutely do.
And he's such a great individual, and so grateful to be a part of this.
Yeah.
I know, right?
It's so nice.
He is awesome. And he is somebody that there are very few men in particular who will actually sit down and
actively listen to somebody speak. And it's really...
Agreed.
It's really amazing to sit down and talk to him and have him ask questions that are like, wow, you really did hear me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think that's what I love about him the most.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He's the perfect person to run something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that it's grown and expanding, and this is the most people I've ever... seen at events tonight.
I know. So. Well, it's really fun for him to be able to support a cause, too. So the library is a big deal. And
hopefully the raffle goes well, and they make a little moolah for the library.
Exactly.
But if...
Yeah, that's what I love about the Coeur d'Alene community. It's like everybody has their back. I haven't ever been in a community where you like you share something with what you do, just like you did with me. It's like, hey, go to this meeting. And it's we're so supportive here.
Yeah.
And I just love that.
Good.
So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for being
part of this. Well, you're Allie and I'm Callie, so it's nice to meet you, Sarah.
That's right. Yes.
So you've met
I'm
two
Allie.
Strangers.
Yeah. I know. We're strangers.
And this is Kristen.
And Kristen, well,
so
nice to meet
three.
You.
That's
Yay.
Right.
New friends. I
new
love
new
friends.
People.
Friends.
Yay.
I know, right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
Yeah. Thank you. Let me share a little bit of my story.
Absolutely. I think we're going to head over there and get some food here in a minute.
We are.
Yes.
So, so let's wrap it up so that we can go do that.
Okay, so we're going to head on the road this week.
That's right. We are doing a road trip.
Yes, Allie and Callie on the road again.
That's right, to mid-Washington.
Twist.
We're going to the Methow Valley.
There's
in
a
Washington.
Couple. There's we're going to interview Twist. Two people, right?
Three people.
Three
we're
people.
We're going to interview a couple of artists and a DJ who started this funky radio station.
I cannot wait.
I know.
We're going to have so much fun.
It is. So
we
stay
always
tuned
have fun.
To that.
Yes. So
check out the website or our Facebook page, and we will keep you up to date on where we are. And you know we'll be having fun.
Wherever we go, we have fun.
Exactly. So I'm Allie.
And I'm Callie. And whatever you do today, make sure it's creative.
The Allie and Callie ArtCast is sponsored in part by Tubbs Coffee Roasters, globally sourced, locally roasted coffee. Scraps Barbecue, a locally owned catering company. The Ovation Company, standing for what is right and good. And Pyramid Printing, a Coeur d'Alene favorite for over two decades.